You're listening to SBS News.
Russia's defense ministry is ordering Ukrainian forces to cease fighting in Mariupol before Sunday to end any hostilities. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has spoken with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Swedish leader Magdalena Andersson about increasing defense support for Ukraine, as well as ramping up sanctions against Russia. Mr. Zelensky called the situation in Mariupol inhuman, calling on foreign allies to provide Ukraine with more weapons as Russian strikes ramp up over Easter weekend.
All of those whose homes were destroyed by the occupiers and all of those who stood in a queue to receive a home for many years, all our people deserve to live in a modern environment. To implement this project, we are already involving leading architects, the full potential of the state and international support. We will add the participation of companies, partner countries and international donors. I have absolutely no doubt that we will be able to do this. It will be possible not only to restore the destroyed buildings, but also to restore justice for those whose right to housing has been violated.
Russia's claim that troops had cleared the urban part of Mariupol, where there had been heavy fighting, couldn't be independently verified. Mr. Zelensky also announced a large-scale project will get underway to rebuild housing in areas that have been destroyed by shelling.
The situation in Mariupol remains as severe as possible, just inhuman. This is what the Russian Federation deliberately did, and deliberately continues to destroy cities. It is deliberately trying to destroy everyone who is there in Mariupol. There are only two ways to influence this. Either our partners will give Ukraine all the necessary heavy weapons, planes, and without exaggeration, immediately, so that we can reduce the pressure of the occupiers on Mariupol and unblock it, or a negotiating path, in which the role of partners should also be decisive.
Hundreds of truck drivers have become stuck in long queues at Poland's border following another wave of EU sanctions banning trucks operated by Russian or Belarusian companies from entering or remaining in the bloc. The European Union says exceptions will be made for the transport of mail, medicine, fuel and live animals. Some drivers reported they'd driven an extra 450 kilometres to avoid border controls, while others, many coming from Kazakhstan, were left in standstill queues without knowing what to do. Meanwhile, dozens of volunteers in Lviv are working to deliver emergency food supplies to other cities in Ukraine. Mariana Kuleba, head of a distribution centre in Lviv, says the city's art palace has been turned into a humanitarian aid assistance hub since the invasion started.
Our centre sends humanitarian assistance to people living in the eastern part of Ukraine and on the north, on the territories where active hostilities are taking place. Also, our headquarters sends humanitarian aid to our military who are fighting against Russian aggression. And we are one of the centers in Lviv that provides help to internally displaced persons who fled to Lviv from rockets and air bombing.
Ms. Kuleba pleaded with the international community to ramp up sanctions against Russia and to remember Ukrainians this Easter.
Please do not stop sanctions. Close the sky over Ukraine. We need more strict political and economic sanctions. Please do not stop helping us. Do not stop providing us with humanitarian assistance, because more and more people are fleeing their homes and they need your help. Please don't stop helping us.
Elsewhere, Russian missile strikes have struck Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and other cities. According to the United Nations, 6.5 million Ukrainians have been displaced within the country and 4.3 million to neighbouring countries, causing the worst refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.